You have 2 saved messages. Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 4. To restart the session, press 5. To disconnect, press star. To listen to your voice message, press 2. To listen to your fax message, press 3. To exit. First saved message sent Friday, June 12th at 5:56 p.m. Saved message from 8:45:02.
Test 2.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it, press 9. Resaved. End of messages. Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 4. To restart. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, press pound. Please enter the destination mailbox number, then press pound. Checking destination.
Matthew Furman.
Enter delivery options, or to send your message now, press pound. To hear more options, press 0. To cancel this destination, press star. To mark private, press 1. To specify urgent priority, press 2. To request confirmation, press 3. To specify future delivery, press 4. To cancel this destination, press star. Message marked private. Enter delivery options. Message marked urgent. Enter delivery options, or to request confirmation of receipt, press 1. To request notification of non-receipt, press 2. A confirmation will be left in your mailbox as soon as your message is heard. Enter delivery options, or to send your urgent, private message with confirmation now, press pound. To hear more options, press 0. To cancel this destination, press star. Future delivery. You may specify a delivery date up to 365 days in advance. To specify the date of delivery, press 1. To specify the day of the week, press 2. To cancel future delivery, press star. Enter the month of delivery now. What day in June would you like this sent? For example, press 4 for the 4th or 10 for the 10th. Enter the time of delivery as a 3 or 4 digit number. If AM, press 1. If PM, press 2. Your message will be sent today at 6:08 AM. Enter delivery options, or to send your urgent, private future delivery message with confirmation, press pound. To hear more options, press 0. To cancel this destination, press star. Message sent. Press star if no more destinations, or enter next destination now. Checking destination. 9876543210. Enter delivery options, or to send your urgent, private future delivery message with confirmation, press pound. To hear more options, press 0. To cancel this destination, press star. Destination canceled. Press star if no more destinations. Or, main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 4. To restart the session, press 5. To disconnect, press star. Personal options. To turn notification on or off, press 1. To change administrative options, press 2. For greetings or recorded name, press 3. To establish or change notification options, press 4. To exit, press star. To turn outcall notification on or off, press 1. To exit, press star. Outcall notification on. To turn outcall notification off, press 2. To exit, press star. To turn outcall notification on or off, press 1. To exit, press star. Are you still there? To turn outcall personal options. To turn notification on or off, press 1. To change administrative options, Press 2 for greetings or recorded name. Press 3 to administrative options to establish or change general options. Press 1 to establish or change personal operator options. Press 2 to establish or change fax options. Press 3 to exit. Press star to establish or change passwords. Press 1 to establish or change group distribution lists. Press 2 to change prompt level. Press 3 to change message review options. Press 4 to change mailbox language. Press 5 to turn autoplay on or off. Press 6 to change callback options. Press 7 to change telephone answering language. Press 9 to exit. Press star. Autoplay off to turn autoplay on. Press 1 to exit. Press star. Personal options to turn notification on or off. Press admin to establish or change passwords. Press 1 to establish or change group distribution lists. Press 2 to change prompt level. Press 3 to change message review options. Press 4 to change prompt levels. You are currently using extended prompts. For standard prompts, press 1. For rapid prompts, press 2 to exit. Press star. Personal options to turn notification. Administrative options to establish or change passwords. Envelope information is on. To turn envelope information off, press 2. To configure the envelope attributes, press 3. For help, press 0. To exit, press star. Configurable envelope information includes a number of different message attributes. These attributes include the date and time that the message was sent, the telephone number that the sender called from, and the message duration. You can turn these attributes on or off so that the envelope information plays only the information that you wish to hear before the message. Envelope information is on. To turn envelope information off, press 2. To configure the envelope attributes, press 3. For help, press 0. To exit, current status of envelope information is date is on, time is on, sender telephone number is on, duration is on. To configure the envelope information, for the date, press 1. For the time, press 2. For the sender's telephone number, press 3. For the message duration, press 4. To turn all attributes on, press 5. To turn all attributes off, press 6. To exit, press star. Envelope information is on. To turn personal options to turn notification on or off, press 1. To change administrative options to establish or change general options, press 1. To establish or change personal operator options, press 2. To personal operator now on. To change personal operator prompting, press 1. To turn personal operator off, press 2. To establish or change your personal operator schedules, press 3. To exit, press star. When personal operator is on, callers can press 0 to be transferred to your personal operator number. Personal operator now on. To change personal operator prompting, press 1. To turn personal operator off, press 2. To establish or change your personal operator schedules, press 3. To exit, press star. Personal operator schedule options. To change first schedule, press 1. To establish second schedule, press 2. To establish second schedule, dial the phone number where the system is to transfer incoming calls, then press pound. Sorry, that number is out of the calling range permitted with your service. Dial the phone number where the system is to transfer incoming calls, then press pound. Your phone number is 987-654-3210. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. Enter the time of day you will start accepting calls during the week. If you will not be accepting calls during the week, press pound. You will not be accepting calls during the week. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. Enter the time you will start accepting calls during the weekend. If you won't be accepting calls, press pound. Zero, 2 is not a correct time. Enter the time you will start accepting calls during the weekend. If you won't be If AM, press 1. If PM, press 2. Enter the time of day you will stop accepting calls during the weekend. If AM, press 1. If PM, press 2. You will be accepting calls during the weekend from 2:01 a.m. to 2:03 a.m. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. If your schedule is correct as you have heard it, press 1. To hear it again, press 2. Personal operator schedule options. To change first schedule, press 1. To establish personal operator now on. To change personal operator, personal options. To turn notification on or off, press administrative options. To establish or change general options, press 1. To establish or change personal operator options, press 2. To establish or change fax options, press 3. To exit, to establish or change the primary fax printing destination, press 1. To turn auto print on or off, press 2. For personal fax cover sheet options, press 3. To turn fax prompting off, press 4. To turn the fax feature off, press 7. To exit, press star. To hear instructions on how to store your personal fax cover sheet, press 1. To exit, press star. You can store a personal fax cover sheet to be used instead of the default fax cover sheet when you print a fax. This tutorial explains how to do this. First, create a cover page using whatever tools you like. Then fax the page to your mailbox, log into your mailbox, and review your messages. When you come to the fax message with your new cover page, choose the option to store it as your personal cover sheet. Then, when you review a fax in your mailbox and decide to print it, the first page will be your personal cover sheet, with information about the sender and receiver superimposed on it. When creating your personal cover sheet, you should leave space for the sender and receiver information. This information will be located about 2 or 3 inches from the top, in the same place as it is located for a default cover page. You may need to experiment a few times to get things to appear as you desire. Personal cover pages may only be one page long. Multi-page faxes may not be stored as a personal cover page. After storing a fax message as a cover page, the original message will remain in your mailbox. You can save or delete the message as you see fit. Deleting the original message will not delete the copy stored as your personal cover page. Please note that the personal cover page uses space in your mailbox. So, if your mailbox has a space limitation, your cover page will count against the space available to you. You may delete your personal fax cover page using the Fax Options menu under the Personal Options menu. If you delete your personal cover page, the system will use a default fax cover page. To change your personal fax cover sheet, first delete the current one, and then store a new cover sheet. A final note, when faxes are sent, a small line is typically added to the top of each page. Because of this, the top half inch of your cover page that you faxed into your mailbox will be whited out to ensure that such a line does not appear as part of your cover page. To hear these instructions again, press 1. To exit, press star. To establish or change the primary fax printing destination, press 1. To turn personal options. To turn notification on or off, press 1. To change administrative options, press 2. For greetings or recorded name, press 3. To establish or change notification options, press 4. To exit, press star. To establish or change outcall notification schedules, press 1. To exit, press star. Notification options. To change first schedule, press 1. To change second schedule, press 2. To establish temporary schedule, press 3. temporary schedule. Enter the number of days you will be using your temporary schedule. You will be using your temporary schedule for 1 day. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. Dial the phone number where the system is to call you to notify you of new messages. Your phone number is 9876543210. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. Enter the time of day you will start accepting calls during the week. If you will not be accepting calls during the week, press pound. You will not be accepting calls during the week. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. Enter the time you will start accepting calls during the weekend. If you won't be accepting calls, press pound. If AM, press 1. If PM, press 2. Enter the time of day you will stop accepting calls during the weekend. If AM, press 1. If PM, press 2. You will be accepting calls during the weekend from 2:01 a.m. to 2:05 a.m. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. If you would like to be notified of all messages, press 1. If you would like to be notified of only urgent messages, press 2. If you would like to be notified of only urgent messages for members of a group distribution list, press 3. The system will notify you of all messages. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. How soon would you like to be notified after any new, urgent message has been received? If immediately, press 1. If after 1 hour, press 2. If after 2 hours, press 3. If after 4 hours, press 4. If after 1 day, press 5. If never, press 6. When any urgent message has been received, the system will notify you immediately. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. How soon would you like to be notified after a new, non-urgent message has been received? If immediately, press 1. If after 1 hour, press 2. If after 2 hours, press 3. If after 4 hours, press 4. If after 1 day, press 5. If never, press 6. After a new, non-urgent message has been received, the system will not notify you. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. If your schedule is correct as you have heard it, press 1. To hear it again, press 2. Notification options. To change first schedule, press 1. Personal options. To turn notification on, you have 1. Unheard voice message. 2. Saved messages in your mailbox. Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send. To listen to your unheard message, press 1. To listen. First unheard message. Sent today at 6:08 a.m. New urgent message from
Matthew Furman.
Message marked private. 1 second. End of message. To reply to it, press 8. To delete this message, press 7. To save it, press 9. Message deleted. First saved message. Sent Friday. Check erased messages. Press 1-9. Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 4. To restart the session, press 5. To disconnect, press star. Please dial the 10-digit mailbox number. Please hold. Your call is being transferred. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Here are your options. To send a fax, press 1. To send a fax with an attached voice message, press 2. To exit, press star. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Check to make sure the document is in the feeder of the fax machine. Then press the start key on your fax machine. Please dial the 10-digit mailbox number of the person. Please hold. Your call is being transferred. Your call has been. Please enter your. The following message has been received. Your message to
Matthew Furman
was received today at 6:20 a.m. To repeat confirmation, press 1. To erase and continue, press 2. You have 2 saved messages. Main menu. To listen to your messages, press. Please dial the 10-digit mailbox number. Please hold. Your call is being transferred. Your call has been to use 6617480240. For your callback number, press 1. To enter an alternative callback number, press 2. Thank you. Your callback number has been entered. You may hang up, or to leave a voice message, please wait for the tone.